How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. In this episode, I bring on a fellow podcaster, Steve Washuda from Truly Fit Podcast. He is a personal trainer as well as fitness business coach to other personal trainers. In this episode, we kind of just talk shop and just go into some of our history of what we've been doing for the last 10 to 15 years in the fitness business. So if you're interested, stay tuned. In the next couple episodes, we'll dive into online training, functional fitness, as well as injury prevention.
Well, by trade, I'm a certified personal trainer, corrective exercise specialist, weight loss specialist, a bunch of other personal trainer related certifications. I probably have been doing this for about 12 or 13 years now. Prior to that, I worked in public relations and some other corporate jobs, and I hated it. Like a lot of personal trainers, they can't just sit down all day in the 9-to-5 life. So they venture into personal training. But you know, throughout my career, I made a lot of mistakes, like a lot of people do in early on in their careers. And I wanted to help other personal trainers be better at what they do and be better at it faster, not take 10 years, make all the mistakes that I did before they really understood how to make money in the business and then how to help their clients. So I developed a book called Fitness Business 101, but the certifications don't teach you. And then a course. And now I have a software business actually that helps personal trainers run their business as well. But I still work as a personal trainer. I do a lot of virtual training and on-site training. Most of my clients are moms over 40. And I have a handful of seniors as well. I really enjoy working with the senior population.
Where are you currently living right now?
I live north of Austin, Texas.
Oh, okay. Cool. So that's everything you just said is kind of like my life in the last 10 years too. I went the brick and mortar gym owner route as well as being a personal trainer first, which was probably not the greatest idea, having that high cost rent and that kind of stuff. And it's just been a rocky road for 10 years, but it'd been cool to know someone like you back then. But just now, same thing. I still have one gym left, used to have three, still personal trained just a couple of the days. And the rest of my time is focused on other projects as well as like online training and this podcast too. So very similar, but that's cool. You got a coaching other trainers type deal. I don't have anything like that.
Yeah, it's fun. It's been fun. And obviously there's always more to learn. It's not like I know everything. There's a lot of areas of fitness that I don't know. I talk a lot in my book and to trainers that there's two types of trainers. There's the people who are very good with the body. I call them like the anatomical sleuths. They can look at Brad's body and say, you know what, Brad, it looks like you have some knee valgus and it looks like maybe your shoulders are coming forward a little bit. We can work on your cervical column, postural, and they really understand the body. And then there's trainers who are more like entertainers. They can put on a good show. They know how to work with people. Ultimately, you want to be a little bit of both of those, right? Yeah. That's how you become successful. You want to be great with people and you want to be great with the body. But typically, you start from one area more than the other. You have the math and science brains who are good with the body, and then you have the people who are a little bit more dynamic and social and good with the people. So ultimately, you want to use whatever skill set that you have to your advantage right away. But then exactly. You want to develop those other skill sets as you advance in your career.
Yeah, I think that I did pretty good on that. Knowing when I first came in the game, I was more the entertainment, you know, always a social guy, that kind of stuff. And going the gym route, I didn't get all these crazy different certifications because I was more worried about paying the rent and doing this and marketing and all that. So I quickly learned, okay, I've got that focus, but I need to focus now on educating myself more, meeting more trainers, which I had the luxury of doing because I had all these gyms. But I think I was listening to one of your episodes on your podcast, just saying like, not everyone knows everything, even at this point in my life, which is why I love this podcast, because I'm meeting health and wellness, personal trainers, doctors from around the world. And you always just grab new knowledge from somebody. It's just awesome.
So yeah, that's the complication nowadays is that a lot of people are working virtually. And we could talk about this later. I have a virtual business, a software business for personal trainers. But why that hinders your growth is because as you step into a gym and there's 6, 7, 8 other trainers, and not even trainers, let's just say people exercising. Mm-hmm. You learn a lot just by looking around. You see different movement patterns. You see how trainers work with equipment that maybe you don't use on a regular basis. And you're learning things without even knowing you're learning things just by seeing other trainers who are maybe not only more tenured than us in the business, but maybe they just have a different perspective, right? They learn from someone else. And those, you can't replicate that learning process.
No. And that's the thing, whether it be for personal training and kinesiology or even like business ownership and entrepreneurship, you can't learn all this stuff in school. There's only so much that you get. And then the 90% rest of it is just life and networking and meeting people. So I'm 100% with you on that one.
Oh, yeah. So tell me a little bit about your gym. I know I'm not interviewing you here, but so you opened up multiple gyms. Is it because you worked as a personal trainer in gyms and said, hey, I can do this. I can make more money. What made you open up gyms?
Yeah. So when I first, not first, but I went to Long Beach State, got a business administration major. I went that route versus the kinesiology route because I just wanted to be an entrepreneur, be like my uncle. And he was great at all that stuff and was helping me. I just didn't know what I wanted to do. And I was always into fitness and sports growing up. And then later in life, my brother and I decided I got my personal training certification. I was training at a spot and loved it. And I was like, well, let's all this money we saved up and want to do my own business. So like, let's go for it. So he helped me open up my own spot. And over the course of the last 10 years, that one was okay. But my uncle told me that the spot was bad that I had picked. So I bought out a competitor, wiped him out, took over his business. And that was probably like the best decision I ever made. And then after that, I got some investors that were poking at me. They loved seeing what I was doing and kind of aggressively wanted me to expand. And that was probably the worst decision to do. And my uncle had even told me he would rather see me go to a new spot, a bigger spot, and close down the other one versus run 2 to 3 to 4 gyms, which he was right. So since then, I've dwindled down to one. COVID wasn't great either. And now a lot of us trainers are just doing more of the online stuff, and it's just so much more scalable.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think having that experience, though, for you, opening up multiple facilities, having the chance to expand and then become smaller and do that's an invaluable experience if you want to do it again, right? You have such a head start over anybody else who's trying to start a gym in the area because you know what works and what doesn't.
Yeah. And that's what I'm go back to the saying, like, you can't learn this in school or college. Like, at some point you got to go for it, but hopefully you don't have all your money invested. Just have some of other people's money. That's what my uncle always professed.
Steve, how can my audience find you if they're interested either in the, if there's any personal trainers or fitness professionals listening or just clients that are looking for a little extra help? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Just directly at my Instagram. It's just at Steve Washuta. Very simple. StevWashuta. You could also go to fitnessbusiness101.com and reach me through there. And then my podcast, you can reach out to me at any time or give my podcast a listen. That's just Truly Fit, TRULYFIT. So Truly Fit is the marketing arm of the app. I came up with the Truly Fit podcast so that I could do what I'm doing now, meet great trainers like Brad and general population to say, hey, I know what I'm doing in the industry. My goal is to help people, both the general population get healthier and personal trainers to build their business. And I want to build this app. And in the meantime, I want to get out there and meet people, both in the general population who are struggling and both great personal trainers with great ideas like you, Brad, and then build a nice network for the app when it launches.
Yeah, that's awesome. My audience always knows I'll put in those links anyways in the podcast description, so I can just click on it. But I love doing the same type of stuff with what you're saying. I go on other podcasts and YouTube of other health and wellness professionals, and I sit there and binge just because I love seeing what everyone else is doing. I pick up new things. I don't even want my own audience to just sit here and listen to me day in, day out. Expand your horizon. Go listen to other people like Steve. So that's awesome. Steve, I just want to thank you for being on the show, and I can't wait to be on yours in a couple of weeks.
If you'd like a little bit of help of checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help you point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top.